Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana bala ba giri paradhai. Jaya gopi jana bala ba giri paradhai. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Brihadi Gacharya Sutara Satashi Shimari Sibhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Nitya Leela Pravishnita Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Brihadi Gacharya Sutara Satashi Shimari Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Painte Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaur Bhaktivinda Ki. Shri Radha Krishna Gopu Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki, Shivindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Navadi Dham Ki, Jagannapuri Dham Ki, New Ramayati Dham Ki, All Glorious Assembled Devotee, All Glorious Assembled Devotee, Glory Shri Guru and Garanga O Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam. Well, number 29, 30, etc., up to the end. Chapter 5, 10th canon. Sri Nanda Uvacha. Aholte Devaki Putra. Kamsena Bahavo Hata. Eka Vashista Varaja. Kanya Sapi Divangata. Ahote Devaki Putra. Kamsena Bhavo Hata. Eka Vashishta Varaja. kanya sapidi vangata maho te devaki putra kang sena bhavohata eka vashishta varaja kanya sapidi vangata Nanda Uvacha. Nanda Maharaj said, Aho, alas, te, your Devaki Putra, all the sons of your wife Devaki, Kamsena, by King Kamsa, Bahava, many, Hata, have been killed, Eka, one. Avishishta, remaining child. Avaraja, the youngest of all. Kanya, a daughter also. Sa'api, she also. Divamgata, gone to the heavenly planets. Translation, Nanda Maharaj said, alas, King Kamsa killed so many of your children born Devaki, and your one daughter, the youngest child of all, entered the heavenly planets. Purport. When Vasudeva understood from Nanda Maharaj that the mystery of Krishna's birth and his having been exchanged with Yashoda's daughter was yet undisclosed, he was happy that things were going on nicely. By saying that Vasudeva's daughter, his youngest child, had gone to the heavenly planets, Nanda Maharaj indicated that he did not know that this daughter was born of Yashoda and that Vasudeva had exchanged her with Krishna. Thus, the doubts of Vasudeva were dispelled. 30. Nunam yadrishta nishto yam. Okay. Adrishta paramojana. Adrishtam atmanastattvam yo vedana samuhyati. Translation. Every man is certainly controlled by destiny, which determines the results of one's fruitive activities. In other words, one has a son or daughter because of unseen destiny, and when the son or daughter is no longer present, this also is due to unseen destiny. Destiny is the ultimate controller of everyone. One who knows this is never bewildered. Purport. Nanda Maharaj consoled his younger brother Vasudeva by saying that destiny is ultimately responsible for everything. Vasudeva should not be happy, should not be unhappy, that his many children had been killed by Kamsa, or that the last child, the daughter, had gone to the heavenly planets. 31. Shri Vasudeva Uvacha. Karo vai varshiko datto. Ragye distavayanchava. Nehasteyam bahutitam. Shantyutpatascha gokule. Vasudeva said to Nanda Maharaj, "Now, my dear brother, since you have paid the annual taxes to Kamsa and have also seen me, do not stay in this place for many days. It is better return to Gokula, since I know that there may be some disturbances there." 32. Shri Suka Vacha. Iti Nanda Dayogopa. Proktas te sharirna yayu. Anobhir anardud yuktaish. Tam anu gyapya gokulam. Shukadev Goswami said, after Vasudeva advised Nanda Maharaj in this way, Nanda Maharaj and his associates, the cowherd men, took permission from Vasudeva, yoked their bulls to the bullock carts, and started writing for Gokula. Thus ends Bhaktivedanta Purports, the 10th canto, 5th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva. Om Gyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalom Lakaya Chakshun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vichitanya Mano Vishtang Tapitam Jena Bhutale Svaram Rupa Gada. Vasudeva is just Nanda Maharaj is Adrishta is mentioned. Adrishta Paramojana. That Nanda Maharaj is explaining here that this unseen Adrishta destiny is unseen by us. Jana. Every living entity, Adrishtam, this destiny is the ultimate truth. Adrishtam Atmanas Tattvam. And finally he says, Yo Veda Nasamuyati, one who knows this is never bewildered. Yo Veda Nasamuyati. So, Nasamuyati, Dehi Nosmiyata Dehe, Komaram Yovanam Jaratata Dehantaram Prapti Adiras Tatanamuyati. So, in the beginning of the Gita, also we hear about this Namuyati, Diras, one who is undisturbed. So, these devotees are not disturbed. They are the pure transcendental associates of Krishna. And they are not disturbed, but if we hear about any disturbance, it's simply, this is Leela. They seem to be disturbed. Prabhupada many times described this so-called or apparent dichotomy or contradiction that they are transcendental persons, but they seem disturbed. Just like Arjuna, pravatitam. This similar word was used actually, adrishta. Vishatosmi drishtva. He was describing Arjuna in his prayers in the 11th canto that pravyatitam bayena chame, I am disturbed. I'm happy at the same time. Krishitosmi Dishtva. Seeing this universal form, Arjuna said, I'm happy, but I'm also disturbed. So there and several other many places, Prabhupada described that these devotees, the example of the teaching the daughter, you're teaching the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. It's not that Arjuna or even Vasudev Nanda are actually disturbed in the material sense, although they appear to be, but they're not. This is just a lila going on. But it's meant also to teach us. And it's a play. Lila means play. Sometimes we forget it's lila. Nato nacharato yato yata. This one verse by Kunti Devi explains that just like dancing, he is dancing Krishna. He's appearing like an actor or a dancer. Cannot see what is going on. Even in the play with Lord Chaitanya, that Mother Sachi could not see Nimai. Where's Nimai? He was playing in the play. She was asking the other ladies, Nimai, where's Nimai? Because he was acting like Lakshmi. Directly, Prabhupada even stresses that he was so alluring that the devotees were saying, you're like a Rakshashi. We're becoming so bewildered that we don't know. So Krishna is like that for the devotees, these pure devotees. And in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, this term was used also. Mohyanti Atsuraya. Everyone should be familiar with the first verse of the Bhagavatam by now. Janmadhyasya yato anvayat itaratas charte svabhigyasara. Describing the great glory of Krishna. First it says, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Vasudevaya, the very first thing. And here we're hearing about Vasudev, the father. So he may act bewildered, but he's the father of Krishna. He's not bewildered. Mohyanti at Surya, at the end it says, sometimes the devas, anybody, the sages, Mohyanti at Surya, the great sages, they're also bewildered. They can be bewildered. When Yudhisthira came before Bhishma Dev was giving so many wonderful instructions, Yudhisthira also appeared to be bewildered that he was lamenting, my responsibility, I killed all these persons, it's my fault. These boys and men, they died in this battle uselessly. Why? And it's very heartrending situation. All these widows and orphans, you can imagine, hundreds and thousands. We cannot even imagine. Of course, we can see every day in the news this is going on, but this kind of pain he was feeling, Yudhishthira. But when he came before Bhishma Dev, he described also this daiva. Daiva hata dio. Many times this term is used, adrishta, but daiva is another word for this unseen destiny. And by this unseen destiny, even the devas, they go to appeal. It's described, this particular word is used, adrishta sarupam. They cannot see the form of Vishnu on the ocean of milk. They go to the ocean of milk. But they can hear. So, adrishta shutavat. By shuti, a similar thing is there. In the Hansaguya prayers, and many prayers in the Bhagavatam, all very wonderful prayers. Some we love more and more than others, but then we love them all. But in these prayers, it's many times mentioned that this adrishta factor, this adrishta that Krishna or in many cases, they're praying to Vishnu. It cannot be seen, but still they're praying, just like these devas. When they go with Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they pray, but they cannot see still by hearing. And he also explains when Vishnu appears, like in the with Maharaj Prithu, he says, although I cannot be seen, but I can be understood by the Vedic sound. by Vedic sound that can be understood. Those who do not have faith in the sound of the Bhagavatam, which is the essence of Vedic sound. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam is so pure Amalam and dear to the Vaishnavas because it is the essence. Saram Saram Samudritam. When we get the sound, then we can see. Drishta, we may think unseen, but we are seeing also by sound. By sound we hear from the Guru also. The Guru says that you take the deity, give so many instructions. You see the form of Krishna as in the Murti. Iti Murti Abhidhanena, Mantra Murti Mamurti Kam. Although he has no... He's amurti, you cannot see his form. This is described Narad Muni's pastime in first canto. Iti murti abhidhanena mantra murti mamurti kam. He is seen in the mantra. In Brahma Samhita, the different mantras are described also, how you can see. So, a neophyte devotee, anyone can see Krishna in the form here, although we're understanding adrishta, but still, what does it say again and again? Tasyaiva hetu praetetu kovideo. Prabhupada used to quote this verse so many times. This is the mood of the pure devotee. Tasyaiva hetu praetetu kovideo. Nalabhyate yad brahmatam upariyadar. Talabhyate sukava anyata sukam. What is it? Kalena savatra gabhira rangasa. That one is kovideo. Just like these devotees, they're so highly elevated, we have no really conception of Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev. But still, we hear about it. But for our own benefit, Narad Muni is explaining. He's explaining to Vyasadeva in that verse. Tasyaiva hetu praetetu kovido na labhyate. Even by going up to Brahmaloka, wherever you want, throughout this material world, you cannot get one scintilla fragment of more than what you were meant to get. You cannot. And ultimately, you lose everything. This is a losing business. We're hearing about some men came to the temple just this week, and they were saying, one man was telling another devotee, he lost $75 million. And another one, we heard around here, he told me he lost $35 million. And every day you hear about it, someone has so much, and they, boom. All these big Hollywood rascals, they get so much money, and the next day, or a few days later, weeks later, nothing. Someone wins the lottery, a few weeks later, gone. You cannot get more than what you were meant to get. So this is being explained here. You got these children. Of course, there's so many lessons to be learned about all the different children. Yoga Maya, she's appearing in all these pastimes and leelas and even in the spiritual world. So that's another thing. But this is the last daughter, at least what we're seeing with our so-called eyes, what we can see. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sambhagam yo vayora tapa. Now these devotees, they're accepting this. Adrishta shutavat. That which cannot be seen as the whatever Krishna has provided. And so many prayers are like that. And Rupa Goswami is praying like the Chakravak bird, is it? That whether it rains on me or a thunderbolt, because this particular bird can only drink the water from the cloud. So, but sometimes there's thunderbolt on the head also. Vajrapikato Rani. Sometimes the guru also is like the thunderbolt on our head. So whether we get the Ashlishyaba Padaratam Panashtamam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us in his final instruction there. Whether we're embraced, whether he's embraced, of course, and this embrace is Ashlishyaba Padaratam, or step, trample down. Mahaprabhu, his trampling or his bhav is not exactly like our tiny bhav, but the same lesson is there, that whether Krishna is appearing, not appearing, even Narad Muni, he didn't get the chance to see. He saw 1 second, a little bit, then he was thinking, oh, where's my darshan, where's my darshan? This is a sporti. Ishta Deva sporti. Stavara jangama deki na deki tar morti. But when we become purified, wherever we'll see Krishna. Whether it's in something moving, non-moving. So there's no question of Nanda Maharaj, whether he's seeing Krishna or not seeing, or this is on destiny. But for our benefit, we're taking this wonderful lessons here. Somebody was explaining yesterday how there's three types of ways to see. Mukunda was saying, what is the Shastric? Adhyatmak, Adidaivik, Adibhautik, right? We can see the Shastra in these three ways. Where are you quoting? Jiva Goswami, right? So Jiva is explaining. Of course, Jiva Goswami is giving the ocean of nectar, lila, tattva. We cannot really, with our tiny brain, it's like a tiny little thimble trying to catch an ocean of nectar. In fact, I just saw in the beginning of his book, the Gopal Champu, he's saying, if you read this book, then you'll understand the Goloka Vrindavan. So, are we all understanding Goloka? Are we all realizing it? But we'll keep reading it. Just like Prabhupada said, if you don't understand nectar devotion, Ras Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, just read it again. First read it 100 times, I think he said one time. Then come back. So, there's no question of completely understanding. That is why these prayers are so nice. That another one by the residents of Jambadweep, they're saying that Darumai, we're like described that you're controlling everyone, Darumai, like little wooden puppets dancing, marionettes, you know how they dance and someone's holding. So ordinary persons, they're controlled, but their immediate controller is the illusory energy. They're being held, like we have that picture in the Jadarani did one painting like that where the people like puppets, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness, mode of passion. And Maya Devi is holding. But the pure devotees are praying that to Vishnu, that we're just like tiny wooden dolls dancing. And Antarbahis, he's within, without controlling everything. So the more we think we're controlled, the more foolish we are. That is, karta hamiti manyate. Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks he's controller, he's a fool. Prabhupada said, this is the criteria for knowing who's a fool. So, within the material world, everyone's thinking more or less they're controlling something, they're controlling their wife. But no, these prayers in residents of Jambadweep, they're also praying like that. Just like the wife is controlled by the husband, or the bull is controlled by the farmer, or so many examples are given, the little wooden puppet controlled by the puppeteer. Ultimately, Krishna is the supreme. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayeshu arjuna tishtati. Ishvara parama Krishna. And in the material world, Ishvaroham. Everyone's thinking, I am controller, I am controller, one degree or another. So the more we can relinquish this idea, how do we do it? Again and again, bring the mind back. This is the medicine. Oshod, Bhava Oshodat Shotamano Biramat. The hearing medicine. Medicine for the ear, medicine for the eye. Shravano Manonam Ritavitara. This is Bilva Mangala, he's giving one prayer. Shravana Mano Nayanamrita, the nectar. We want to become immortal. Amrit. So we have to take this amrit, this nectar, the Bhagavatam nectar, Bhagavatamrita, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. This is the sure cure-all for our anadi karamapale, that for untold anadi, before time, with anadi karamapale, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling us, pari bhavanana vajale, we're put into this ocean of grief, samsmrite, Bhava Sagarasya, since time immemorial, due to our fruit of desire, Bulya say, Tomar, Bulya Tomari, Nana, what is it, Nana? What is it, Nana Vyata, Vyata, Vyata? So many miseries we're accepting due to our forgetfulness, Bulya Tomari, Samsarasya. We're coming into this material world and getting many, many types of miseries. Nana pay, what is it? Nana vida pe biata. Biata? Biata. These are the miseries, right? We're getting many of them over and over, one after another, due to our desire for fruit of activity to enjoy. Fourth chapter of the Gita, Krishna says that a devotee is yadritcha labasantushto. He's always happy, whatever he gets. He's beyond this material illusion. Yes, this is mine, that is someone else. This is mine, this is Krishna's, or this is mine, this is his. This is one of the lessons of Bhagavad Gita. Dandati vo vimatsara, dandati to vimatsara. Not envious that so-and-so has something I don't have. No, you are meant. Prabhupada said, he's giving the instruction of some purport to the one verse, Naisha Matir. There's one verse, Sevanarupam Udeo Naparavaratvam. According to our service attitude, Sevanarupa, Dasosmi, just like the most advanced persons, gopis, Radharani, they have the greatest service attitude, not controlling attitude, that, no, I cannot see what is this like here. Adrishta. And then it says, adrishtamatmanastattvam. This is the ultimate truth. This is the ultimate truth, that we cannot have any control, especially only Krishna is the supreme controller. Eko bhai ha narayan asin. He's controller, we're controlled. And this is the first lesson to learn. So nobody should get puffed up thinking they already know first lesson. Prabhupada said, you want to know what is the first lesson and main lesson is Krishna is the supreme controller, you are control. God is supreme. You have to love God, that's all. Sambandha gyan, and then how to do it, and finally prayoj. But it's not that we automatically think our passport is stamped prayoj, yes, I am now pure, I know this, Nanda Maharaj, yes, I know everything. No. Nanda Maharaj, he's also saying, I don't know. He's Krishna's father. You know, adrishta, we don't know. No. It is unseen by us, we do not know how. So this is a good lesson again and again for our fledgling false egos. Our egos are always coming back up, just like Ravana's heads, they're popping up again and again. Every morning they wake up and say, yes, yes, how can I enjoy now? That's why the sadhana is so important. Get up early, don't sleep. Immediately bring your body, bring your mind, see the deity. Bolo hari hari. Vibhavari shesha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As soon as the night is finished, then immediately you wake up and start chanting, Bolo Hari Hari, Mukunda Murari. So many names of Krishna. That's not something one time. No, that's Shavan Kirtan Jale, Korea Secham. That is watering process is going on every day. Your plant watering has to go on all the time in the summertime. You cannot neglect or else that plant will die. So good lessons are always being given. And Prabhupada gave one interesting example also that I saw, that adrishta, that even the devotee can be unseen sometimes, hidden. Just like Madhavendra Puri, nobody knew he's avadut. He can be hidden. Or that example, Chandrasekhar, look, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent out Chandrasekhar. He said, yo, Sanatana Goswami is outside, you get him. Even he told him, he said, he's out there. He came back and said, no, I don't see anybody. Sanatana Goswami is a great person, but he couldn't see. He said, is there anyone out there? Yeah, he's some mendicant. He looks like some Muslim, or some beard. He was acting like that. But, of course, anyone with a beard, it also makes us think that the pure Vaishnavas were known by some way they looked clean-shaven, and Mahaprabhu brought him in, make him gentle, clean shaven, like that. So he could not see him. Adrishta. Sometimes the devotees go adrishta. Prabhupada said that's okay. The sannyasis, they may go sometimes. But the special time, if If you are a small fish, don't try to catch. If you're a small fisherman, don't try to catch the going in ordinary clothes. We see so many people, they succumb to the material energy. It's better to advertise Krishna, Prabhupada said. Not become immediately Paramahansa, no Kunti, no Tilak, no Sika. No. Remind yourself, Adrishta. Everyone sees you. Oh, they don't know who Krishna is, but they can see the devotees. And that way they become reminded. Upalambakam, just like by chanting Krishna as described, Naniskritar Uditar Brahmavadi Bees, there's one verse, Ajamil. Yata Harinama, that by this Harinam, then everyone will hear, be benefited, and by that, just by that chanting the holy name, they'll be reminded of all the lila qualities of Krishna, everything about Krishna, just by the chanting. The more, in the beginning we're chanting, we don't know much. Gradually we can know something, little bit, but still hear Adrishta. Not that we know, yes, now I know everything. No. Krishna doesn't look particularly attracted by this attitude that he has, I know everything. Then Indians also are saying like that, so many. Yes, we're knowing Krishna. Don't tell us we know. What do they know? I think they actually. Of course, if we're Mahabhagwat, we may think, yes, they know better than me. This is our Mahabhagwat bhav kicking in sometimes. Someone says, yes, okay, you know, very good. We don't bother to tell them, or we may discuss, or whatever, or may challenge whatever we want sometimes. But one shouldn't think Krishna's not attracted by this, or Krishna's not attracted by this mood. So there's a very humble mood displayed here by Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva. Is any comments?
So earlier you spoke about destiny, and your destiny is in front of you. I mean, whatever is destined for you, if you're going to be a millionaire or a pauper, it's already there. But we've seen for the materialists, sometimes one is a pauper, but he says, look, I'm not going to accept this role here. I'm going to work for
something. Then he's destined to get more.
And then, or, you know, in many, many aspects of life, we've seen that, you know, people not accept their situation and they strive and they've improved it. So would you say that's destiny or
is the destiny was that they got what they were supposed to get? They improved the situation. I would say that much.
And then, of course, Srila Prabhupada says...
But then Prabhupada said, then everyone should be as rich as Rockefeller or Ford. Because they worked hard. Ford worked hard. He didn't work that hard. I mean, he was smart, clever. Rockefeller or whoever it is, Birla or Hindujas. But by destiny, they got it. But by karma, they may lose it. They may be reduced to tiny microbe. Just like Prabhupada said, the man is in his house, and he dies. They're keeping his picture very nicely on the mantelpiece, or sometimes on the altar. In India, have all put the relatives on the altar. But he has become a cockroach in the commode. Prabhupada said, he has become a cockroach in the commode, in the toilet. But his picture is worshipped on the mantle place. So it's there's one tiny spotlight, but
and then on the other hand, Srila Prabhupada says, two clap in front of deities and all that's written in your hand and everything disappears.
Okay. Any other comment? Lady Sai. Okay,
Mahaprabhu went to Kalavacha Sridhar.
He went where?
Kalavacha Sridhar.
Oh, all right.
Why you are chanting so all the time, not taking care, little endeavor? Why don't you work hard, make some money? Look at your neighbor, they are worshipping chandis, and they are enjoying like anything, and you are not enjoying. Even your cloth, you are just tying up instead
of... It was made of knots, he said. It's all knots.
Knots. So poor. And at the end of the discussion, Kalavacha Sridhar gives the conclusion. He says, Kala puno savar saman haye jai, save karma bhunje ishvara ichchai.
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
What does it say?
Kala puno savar saman haye jai. Everybody is already under the spell of time. Time manifests somebody poor, somebody rich, somebody dead, somebody birth, all time. So it's already controlled by the Ishwar. Nobody can escape from it. So why should I waste my time?
Kabu Raja, Kabu Praja, Kabu Kudra, Sudra, Kita Kudra. Kabu, what is it? Kabu Raja, Kabu Praja. Sometimes he is, this is saying by Jagadananda Pandit, sometimes he's the king, sometimes he's, just like it was explained by Jad Bharat to that king, that, oh, you think you're king, but next time you may be subject, I may be king. Now you're acting like king, big shot, but you don't know what you will be next time. So then, that king, Rahugana, he prayed that, I don't know the Sanskrit, it would be nice though to know it, but he said, I am offering my respects to all Krishna in all forms. He may come as a boy, avadut, or anybody. What is it? You know, anybody knows the Sanskrit for that? So that's the benefit of knowing Bhagavatam, that you fill up your head with nectar. And there's less chance for poison, maya. Therefore, there's so much of it that we cannot even... It's an ocean. We're going with a cup. It's like going to like the sparrow picking out little drops. It's a big ocean. Anandam buddhi vardhanam.
You know, this comes to the bottom point of everybody's life that Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching to Sanatana Shiksha. What is the difference of this present life, future life, past life, prarabdha karma, aprarabdha karma, kuta, bija? So there's a whole episode given in Gyani Gyana Juge Koriya Jatane Brahmere Shakshat Kare. When devotee join in the movement, he endeavor into study under Guru's guidance and he engage in devotional service. Gyani Gyana Juge Koriya Jatane Brahmere. Then he comes slowly to Brahman platform. Brahma Shakshatkar Aprarabdha Karma Sampurna Gyanete Hare. At that moment, when he comes in contact with Brahman Sangha, his Aprarabdha Karma, Kuta Bija, they are done, finished, destroyed into nil. But, Kintu Prarabdha Karma Kobu Nahi Khoi Follo Bhoga Bina Kobu. But Lord Krishna will engage this Prarabdha Karma. Prarabdha Karma means the moment the human race took birth, Brahmaji himself writes, Mahaprabhu told this to his mother. Prabhu kahe sukate ji sunamara mata nirbandha naguchen likhan vidatha. Vidatha is Brahma. He writes, at the moment of child is born, he writes what happiness and distress you have for this life.
He writes nobody it on your forehead.
On the forehead, yeah. Mahaprabhu said. He said, nobody has a power to change that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur stressing on Mahaprabhu's teaching in Chaitanya, he said, Brahma Shakshatkar, Prarabdha Karma, Sampurna Gyanete Hare. Kintu Prarabdha Karma, Kobu Nahi Khoi, Falobhuga Bina Kobu, Brahma Bhuta Ji, Falobhuga Lagi, Janama Marana Labu. So even those who have come to the Brahman stage, he will take birth after birth, few more, in order to destroy. What? If his Prarabdha Karma is destroyed, then why he has to take more birth? One or two life, Janme Janme Prabhu Shai, we sing few. Because that in Prarabdha life, he's reacting on the destiny, what is coming. Instead of engaging it as a mercy of Guru Krishna, Tattino Kampaya, their application. And then at the end he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur give the solution. But yet, there is the most astonishing of Mahaprabhu's mercy. Kintu ohe naam tavaspurti hale ekanti janera aro prarabdha aprarabdha kichu nahi thake bede gaay varo varo. Veda is again and again declaring that once the pure name Spurti take place in a manifested form in the heart, then prarabdha, aprarabdha, everything become into ashes or nil.
You're quoting the commentary?
Yeah, commentary, Chaitanya Chaitamita.
Very nice. How we should
should be happy every moment to be under the guidance of Prabhupada, Guru Krishna.
This is chapter 21.
20 or 22, one of the...
But that's commentary.
We should be happy every moment. Under guidance of Prabhupada, spiritual master, we should just progress, keep on going. We're done.
Okay, anything else? Jai.